Just finished up with election coverage. Now we're moving into more things of November. The Veterans Day is coming up this weekend. We celebrate the many individuals who dedicate their lives in service to our country. And today we're going to hear an inspiring story from Army veteran Dr. Linda Singh. She's a retired Army two-star general and the first woman in African American to lead the Maryland National Guard. She joins us here to share her story. Let's start off, I guess, what was it that brought you to join the Army in the first place, Linda?
Good morning. The thing that caused me to join the Army in the first place is I found myself as a high school dropout. I had suffered sexual abuse, and I was homeless, all at the time of meeting an Army National Guard recruiter who really convinced me to look more at the Army and to explore opportunities available to me.
How did you meet? Did they come to, were you in a school, or did you just happen to see a recruiting event? What was the case for that?
Well, this is a crazy thing. I worked in the mall at a pretzel shop at that time, and because I had really, long days, and I had to open, so I closed the night before, and I had to open, and since I was also homeless, I slept in the back room so that I didn't have to walk the 2 miles to get back to the mall in order to open up that morning. And so I was already in the mall. He had a table set up, like, a lot of times you will see the recruiters, well, they'll set up in the malls to try to attract, some of the young people that are going through and shopping, and even some of the parents. And he happened to be there when I went on my break and started talking to me. And I tried to get away from him. And then when I came back, he stopped me again. And I was like, I think I'm going to take a look at this. And what caught my attention was he said that we will pay you, train you, and, send you, away for training. That right there caused me to really consider, it very seriously.
Looks like you were looking for guidance at that time.
I was looking for guidance. I was looking for a roof over my head, I hate to say that, and food. The one thing that you would, if you don't know this about the Army, is that they will give you 3 square meals a day, and they will train you until the sun comes up. And so that fit perfectly for me.
Well, you ended up retiring as a 2-star general, so obviously you put in the work. Talk a little bit about that and how it's sort of helped you along and what you found that connected so well with you and the Army at the time.
Yeah, I mean, to say that you go from Private E1 and then you become an officer and then all the way up to 2-star general, it doesn't happen for many people. But the thing that really stuck with me is that I started going from, the Army National Guard and the Army Reserves to from being a job to being something that I really enjoyed. I found passion and purpose all within that. And then, working a civilian career at the same time, I worked in systems implementation, or at least really the Army allowed me to be in that IT space. And what I was able to do is to get landed into the Department of Defense account and actually work on the Army account and then ultimately leading the Army account. You couldn't have asked for 2 careers that were more aligned and allowing me to deliver some of the best thinking and services back to our soldiers out in the field.
What kind of service did you do then, and where did you travel to, or what was your life like during the time at the Army?
Well, during my time in the Army, I actually spent 2 deployed tours. So I had to leave my civilian job twice. I've gone to places like, wonderful Afghanistan, Kosovo. Kosovo I loved, and I've been back to Kosovo a number of times. I've gone to Estonia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Italy, France. I mean, if you name it, Germany. So there's so many places I can't even, think. I've probably been to more countries because of my time in service. And, the thing that sticks with me is, when you get to meet people from other countries and they know that you serve in the Army, the U.S. Army, they look at you as if, you're like this magnificent, piece of art. And I can't say that any better. Like, they respect you. They really, respect what we do. And they are so happy in many cases to partner with us when I think a lot of our country partners. And, you know, that is something that I think every young individual should experience.
We're talking today with Dr. Linda Singh, retired Army two-star general, here about Veterans Day coming up. People join the Army. They stay for a little while. Maybe they, as you say, they maybe get some education. They get a little bit of, you know, compensation that way. What made you want to make this sort of the career that it became?
Well, I originally went in just to make it a little while, and then I got a chance to sign up and re-enlist, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to re-enlist because I want to get my education. So I got 4 degrees having been in the military, so I was able to get my undergraduate degree, a bachelor's degree, 2 master's degrees, and then I finished up with a PhD. And so each time, you know, I looked at it, I would re-enlist and stay. And I was just like, oh, I'm not going to stay any longer. And then the next thing I would stay. And then it just became a thing where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy it. And I'm not going to worry about, you know, re-enlisting. It's whatever time. And when I stop enjoying it is when it's time for me to go. And I didn't retire because I didn't enjoy it. I started having some health issues. And so if I wasn't having those health issues, I'd probably still be serving today.
Did you ever work in a recruiting role, or did you like to share that message to get other people involved in the U.S. Army? What was that like, if at all?
Well, absolutely. So I didn't serve as a recruiter, but in the Maryland National Guard, I actually stood up our recruiting battalion that focused in on doing recruit training and preparing our young individuals before they went to basic training. And so we stood up a whole organization that would bring them in before they would go off to basic training. We would keep them for a number of weeks. And that allowed us to ensure that they were prepared and they were going to be successful. You know, when you get a chance to see them coming in and they don't even know how to march, and then when you see them coming back from basic training and, you know, their advanced initial training, AIT, it's an amazing transformation. It's like, you know, they have no idea how to march. They don't know left from right. And they come back and they're looking so tall, so strapped, just amazing.
Well, it's obviously you give the structure, you give discipline, you give some, even to some people, hope in a sense. It comes from, as you yourself know, coming from a different background, and you wonder what lies ahead. This is an opportunity for that. If people want to get some good information about the Army, maybe a little bit about you, where's a good place to get some details on that?
Absolutely. Well, just to add in, if you want to be in an environment where that is innovative and creative and using some of the latest technology, I would say go out and look at GoArmy.com so that you can look at all the different skills and jobs that we have available. And then if you want to find out more about me, you can go out and actually Google me. I hate to say that, but if you Google me, you will see tons of stories out there. My team, you know, my former team made sure that they kept all of the media up. And so there's a lot of stories where you can follow me, or you can connect to me on LinkedIn. If you're a young person and you want some guidance, connect to me on LinkedIn and we'll help to maneuver you through. Really to get you through that whole Army process.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you sharing the story this morning. And again, thank you for your service as we honor all the veterans coming up on Veterans Day. Thank you very much.